Good morning, brothers and sisters. I'm excited to see Damien and Sasha today. Our friends, we missed you very much. And we are so happy today you are here. Your seats are still there. As the scripture has already explained the times, Jesus Christ was oftenly asked about the when is this going to take place? When is this going to take place? When he was wearing a human body, he refused to say when. He always said that it is only the Father who knows when. Until he went to heaven, he never answered this question, which was being asked by the disciples, by the Jews, by the Pharisees, by all the people who wanted to know when. It is only Mary one day who forced Jesus Christ to do something. Because Mary had the experience of what Jesus Christ was doing in life. Other people say that even when he had his napkins, if they were put to dry there, if somebody was sick, if somebody went there and just touched that napkin, they got healed. If you read the traditions of the lives of Jesus Christ, especially the days when he just left Egypt, coming back to Nazareth. Today, where we've read there, it says that when the fullness of time had come, Jesus Christ was born. When the fullness of time had come, Jesus Christ was born. Remember, Jesus Christ was promised in the book of Genesis, chapter 3, especially when the first couple, first family, was trying to wear things which were temporary, like leaves, tree leaves. God, having forgiven them, we understand that they were made to be clothed on skins, animal skins, meaning that there was blood which was shed to wash away their sins for that time. Since then, every time for the remission of sins, an animal needed to be killed so that somebody can confess their sin and they are saved. All those things were symbolizing to the coming of Jesus Christ, who was going to die. But his coming was uncertain. People didn't know how he was going to come. Others thought that he was just come as a king. Others just thought that he was just come in glory. But Jesus Christ's coming was controversial because many people, especially when parents are if they've conceived and they are preparing to give birth to a child, it is an important time. These days, few days, they want to know whether it's a boy or a girl. They get excited. So, for Jesus Christ, it was hidden. Because even the marriage of Joseph and Mary was so controversial as well. So people never knew who was to give birth to Jesus Christ until the angel came to confirm, Angel Gabriel, came to confirm to Mary that she was a favored one and that she was going to conceive through the Holy Spirit and give birth to a child. Jesus Christ, who was going to give salvation to the whole world. That is why we are here today. This story is told, if I can just quote some years here. It was informed in chapter 3, Genesis, the period from then to the birth of Jesus Christ was about 6,984 years period of preparation for Jesus Christ to be born. Why so long? Because people needed to know and experience who God is. They needed to learn. Even the Israelites, even if God had shown himself to them, they continued to worship idols. They continued to disobey. What more of the heathen? They had their own gods. They didn't know God. So there was a period needed for preparation for the coming of Jesus Christ so that people could not doubt, as we do not doubt, that Jesus Christ was born and he is our Savior and we are now saved through him. People were doubting that there was Jesus Christ who was going to come because they were wondering, what will he look like when he comes? Jesus Christ came as a person, as a human being, because it was for him to wear a human body so that humans could really understand what the purpose was. It was to save them. So salvation took all these years, this period, preparation for them to be saved. Because we hear that in Romans 17, verse 30, and at the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. The times of ignorance is when the Gentiles or when the heathen were worshipping all the gods. They didn't know God. When it says that God winked at them, winked at whatever they were doing, it is like when you see a child, maybe a four-year child, 3 years child, playing with fire, coal, and so forth. What would you say? Parents, they just look as if they don't see what he is doing. Something like that. They learn as they do. They learn as they go. That, oh, this thing is so painful. It's hot. So God just winked at what they were doing that time, the heathen. And we understand that having winked at them, some of them were forgiven for their ignorance. What about the Jews? The Jews, God was with them, trying to show himself to them in various ways. This time, when the time mentioned here, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the laws. Made. Can you hear that? Made of a woman. This is the King James Version. It doesn't say that he was born by a woman. He made of a woman. The maid, if you check the meaning of this maid, it is the same maid which is used in Genesis when God made man, Adam. When he made Adam using soil, making that image and breathing unto him the breath of life. So the same verb is the one that is used here. I think the pastor knows that because he checks both versions, like the Greek or the Roman, something like that. Then you see the verb, made of a woman. Did Mary make Jesus Christ? No. But God made it. God made it. Because it was just a woman. There was no man who was with Mary by then. So that people can say, this man is the father of Jesus Christ. But the Holy Spirit made it for Jesus to be born. In October, when I was at a Bible college, we used to sing carols in preparation of Christmas, which was imminent. This was the exciting time when we were expecting Caroline, my first daughter. It was exciting. Then people were singing Christmas carols, practicing, doing all these things. That was in October. That is why her name is Caroline. So this is the time I am talking about here on this verse. We are reading this, when the fullness of time had full come, the period which gives people excitement that Christmas is coming. They expect a lot. When I was working in rugby a couple of years ago, my co-worker came excited. I think it was October or November, early, very early. He said, have you got food for Christmas? I said, not yet. And then myself and my wife, you know, we've been checking the menus and everything. We already we've got a turkey, and we've got this, we've got this, we've got this. It was a month plus before Christmas. So he was preparing for what? For Christmas. But then I asked, I said, do you know what Christmas means? What does it mean? It means eating, it means drinking, you know. It means just enjoying with your wife and friends. I said, well, is it what it means? What else does it mean? The guy asked me those questions. And he was 100% confident of what he was saying. He was thinking about a turkey. He was thinking about, is it a whisk? He mentioned a lot of things which they had already bought. So, brothers and sisters, preparation of Jesus Christ took a long time. As I said before, that Jesus Christ couldn't answer those people who wanted to know the times. What is this going to happen? One day he was asked, when will be the end? Jesus told them a long story, which is a prophecy. But he never told them a day. He said, the day is unknown. Nobody knows. Even the angels, they don't know. Few minutes before he flew to heaven, they asked, Lord, at this time, are you giving Israel the kingdom? What's going to happen now? Jesus said, hey, it's not yours to know the seasons and times and dates. It is all up to God. But you remember the woman, the powerful woman, that was Mary, at the wedding in Cana, when people had started to panic. There was no more wine. He said, Lord, can you do something for them? He had not done something recorded before. It is said that this is the first miracle where Mary really pressured Jesus Christ to do something. But Jesus said, woman, listen to the answer, woman. My time hasn't come yet. That's what he said. But he listened to the mother, and he did that. The first miracle in Cana of Galilee. Woman. He didn't say mother. He said woman. Putting Mary right to her position. He was telling Mary that I am God, and you are just a human being. That's what he was saying. you are not supposed to do this, but Jesus Christ did accordingly. And that was the first recorded miracle. What does it mean for Jesus Christ to be born for you? What does Christmas mean for us? I know Nigel, he lives alone and he's excited. He's doing this and this in preparation. Maybe he's like the guy. Unfortunately, the guy was called John as well. So you start preparing. You start panicking. What will I do? How much do I have? People start budgeting for Christmas. Just one day. They think it's food. They think it's dressing. They think it's other things. Something like that. According to them. I don't know what you think Christmas is. It is a reminder that the Savior was born for me. It is a joy that we have that God showed himself through Jesus Christ so that we can be saved. It wasn't easy for the preparation of Jesus Christ to be born. 9 months in the stomach of Mary, in the womb of Mary, 9 months, just to become human, to become really human, and to die on the cross, to become really human, so that we can all understand. In Peter, 2 Peter 3, verse 9, it tells us that God is not at slack about his promises, as many think he is. He's not at slack, the words used in the King James. 2 Peter 3, verse 9. But he is so patient, Jesus, God, so that not one should perish. God is concerned. He wants everybody to be saved. He doesn't want even one to perish. That's why he's been so patient all these years. All these years, 6,894. He's been so patient, teaching people in various ways, so that they can know who God is. Tried it through the Israelites, they failed until him, Jesus Christ, came to the world to save us. Are you saved? When we are saved to save as well. We are not just saved to be smart, to stay at our homes. I'm saved. Oh, sorry. Oh, I'm saved. I'm ready for heaven. I'm saved. So it is a period when we take stock of ourselves. It is a period when we don't sit down and relax. It is a period when we check ourselves. Have I spoken to my neighbor? Have I asked somebody from my work to come to church? Have I prayed for somebody afar? I don't know. Have I visited the hospital to pray for some people? It is exciting to do those things. I remember myself and my wife visiting 4 people who were at a point of death. Those who attended the Caroline birthday that week there, those people were there. They were there. Some of them, the mouth was on the side. They couldn't speak. Some of them couldn't even speak to us, just cried. But we prayed, and they are alive. The story of Caroline is here. She's alive. She had given up herself, and many people had dismissed her in life. But she's here, worshipping God with us. So, do we have that responsibility of praying for other people? I thank Mark very much. Sometimes 4 a.m., Mark has written something. When you hear the phone saying, ding, 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 check, it's Mark. Then a few hours later, Eddie will come in as well. Can I remind you from, he quotes this man, Adolf. He quotes him every time. So he reminds us. So why, how do you remind somebody? I mean yourself. Do you pray for somebody? Do you write something for them? Do you phone them? I know some people who are very busy on phone, calling, talking to people. Like my wife, talk to people. Where are you? What are you doing? Something like that. Checking people and praying with them. It is very, very important. So friends, brothers and sisters, we are excited to be God's children, and we need to fulfill the vision, fulfill the Great Commission by touching other people as well, so that they come to know God, so that they are saved. Father, we come to you this morning. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for your patience. We thank you for taking such a long time to teach us that we know that you are our Creator, you are our God. You sent Jesus Christ in a special time which you had appointed so that he could touch the lives of many, including ourselves. We thank you, Father, for your love. Yes. We thank you, Father, for everything. Be with us as a church here today and days to come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.